Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs become better entrepreneurs by helping each other grow. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio with you one more time.
Doing fine. And a special guest here. Her name is Heather. Heather, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, very good. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we're going to play a couple of clips for you. As soon as I tell you who's going to do it, which is our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby's on the other end of the studio today, so you can't really hear him. Okay, but anyway, but Bobby, if you got the clips, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we are back. This show is dedicated to all of you entrepreneurs out there that would like to start a business. We're going to talk about how do you start one. And we actually have a special guest that has started the business, so you're not just hearing myself and Mr. Dukes. So we're going to hear from Heather. But if you're thinking about starting a business, We want to help you to do that by sharing some of the experiences that we have gone through in order to help you to prepare for the experiences that you're going to go through. Anyway, so let's kind of get started. Our special guest is Heather. And Heather, I'm just going to ask you, can you tell us who you are first?
Sure. I'm the owner, operator, and personal trainer at a small boutique fitness studio in the heart of downtown Dunedin called Fit to a T.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it?
I bought the business, took it over in June of 2019.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty.
So
you started a business, half a business. How's the business going?
Oh, Kind of rebuilding from the last 2 years of fantastic fun, shall we say. It was an existing business she had for about 7 years, and she wanted to retire, but picked the right person to take over her client base that she knew very well.
Picked you.
So, and I heard about it through actually a massage therapist that I knew and knew her. So it was kind of an opportunity that just dropped in my lap. And I had never owned a business before. I had worked in the corporate world before. So it's been interesting.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that in a second. Because it's always important for, as an entrepreneur, we all come from some place to where we are because we're planning on going some place. So one of the first things is getting to know what is your background in order for you to make a decision to start the business that you started.
Great question. I was always into fitness. And I educated even from when I was a small child with horseback riding lessons and things like that. And then I also continued my journey with health coaching, getting certified as a personal trainer. So I did have a passion for that and a background for it already.
Okay, well, great. So would you suggest that most entrepreneurs kind of like look in the mirror and think about what they've done before?
Yeah, I think you need to figure out your why and what you do have a passion for, because a lot of times, like an example, if someone buys a bar or restaurant and they have no interest or they've never done that, that might be not a great choice, you know?
Okay. But it involves a choice. Right, and we make them and we all get started.
Exactly. Somewhere.
So there's nothing right or wrong with getting started. It's the only way that you learn.
Yes, exactly. And you should learn from gentlemen like yourselves. And I even reached out to a really good friend of mine that's owned many successful businesses, many types, to ask his advice and his opinion because I respected it. And he also helped me create my business plan as well.
Great. So that would be a good tip. If you want to start a business, talk to people who have started businesses.
Yeah, because you even want to know what mistakes they made, you know, and to not do those or make those mistakes. Most people and business owners will try to support you, and they want to share that information so you don't make the same mistakes.
Now, for those of you listening to Heather, I'm not sure if you can see our number, but our number is 727-441-3000. If you have any tips for Heather, feel free to call in or put them in the chat, because we're live now on Facebook and YouTube. Put them in the chat and possibly we'll see them. We may respond to them, but I won't be typing anything back to you. But if you have any tips for Heather, feel free to share that, because we are only sharing what we've learned so far, and I can still be learning things out there. And so that's what I want you to really think about. So I'm just gonna kind of like move on to the next thing for you, Heather. But before that, I think we need to go take a break. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just kind of like think about, you listeners even sharing, but Heather, hold on. Because we're going to be right back and we're going to hear from her. It's called Fit to a T Business, right here in Dunedin, Florida. But we'll be right back to hear more from Heather.
All right.
Okay.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Going, and as entrepreneurs, it's going to get tough, I believe. I'm sitting here talking to entrepreneur Heather Gluck.
Correct.
And Heather runs Fitness to a T. And I don't know what experiences she's gone through, but we're going to pick her brain for a few minutes and kind of hopefully get her to share some information in order to help you out there. And hopefully we can share more with her to help her out as well. So Heather, getting back to you, once you kind of like got going in your business, have you had any roadblocks along the way?
Well, of course, with the situation with the COVID and all of that, there has been. I was blessed that the old owner kind of allowed me to keep the name of the business, so I didn't have to rebrand, which would have really was an expensive endeavor. And then she taught me a lot about running the business, as well as all of the insurances I need, the licensures I need with all the different entities that are due every year. So those are things that people have to think about as well.
Could you, any of those licenses like stand out that you were surprised that you had to get?
It was easier, like I said, for business cards because she had her logo already done. I changed a couple times and I'm still doing it again. The website, we have to grow with that. But just things like with the state of Florida, the Department of Agriculture for my studio license. My liability insurance, I had to make sure that was all encompassing, whether I was training in the studio or out in the park, which I'm going to start doing. So those are things you have to be real particular about, make sure that you're doing that properly and have good coverage.
Great. You mentioned the website, which is important. It's important for everyone to have a website. But you mentioned that you had to change it a few times, and I'm just going to suggest that for a lot of entrepreneurs, most likely you will be changing it as you grow and find out more. You'll change it, but that's like any other business,
right?
Yeah. So those things change over time. So, what kind of surprises did you run into?
I did get a client base with the business, but we weren't on the same wavelength because you have to have the right person, both parties. So, and that was fine. And then I got my own clientele base because I have a different training style. I did advertise in different publications that I thought might work, like golfing for one, country clubs, but that wasn't very successful for me. So I scratched that one off the list. I did do some Facebook ads, and that really didn't get me what I needed, whether it was because of who was doing the ads and the content. But right now what I found is to really grow an organic market social media, which costs a lot less. Mm-hmm. You just have to come up with content.
Now, do you have staff?
I do not.
Okay.
Not right now. Hopefully in the near future. Yes, I'm everything. I'm the everything.
I mean, I'm glad you said that because it hopefully helps a lot of those thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. I can only speak for myself. I started alone because it's your idea. It's your business. So you got to get started, and you attract the other help, or you do as much as you can before you have to pay for the other help. Mr. Dukes, how about you when you got started?
I had one question for Sarah, was that since she's in this type of business, what motivated you?
To the business?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to help people, and the opportunity kind of arose and dropped in my lap, really. I was working a corporate job in an industry that was completely different. Didn't really have a passion for it. I worked with a great companies, but I just didn't excel at it because I didn't have that drive for it. And I admit it. So when this came about and really had to just delve deep and see if I was ready for this. And then, like I said, I reached out to a friend of mine that was an entrepreneur in many different businesses. That's kind of how I had to, what do you call it, when you write everything down and brainstorm, you know, and ask people's opinions. I even asked a friend that knew a very high-level entrepreneur that I knew that would tell me the truth because he hadn't met me, he didn't know me from Adam.
Right.
And so he blatantly told me what his opinion would be after looking at my business plan.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was happily surprised. I was like, darn, I'm pretty good. Okay, I feel pretty good about this.
Good. Well, how long have you been in the business now?
Since 2019.
Well, you got in at a hard time.
Yeah. Figure now if I could weather this storm, then I can do anything, right?
So if you can make 5 years and in the business, you're almost on your way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a pretty good time to go.
Right.
And you actually kind of walked into a business that was already set up for you.
Correct.
You had somebody to really do. Lead you along,
which was very helpful.
Very helpful, which most we don't get that.
Right.
We start off from scratch. We got to fight our way through it. We got to learn all these different laws and learn these different licenses you got to have, and that's another motivation for you to be able to step into a ready-made business.
Right. And some of the things that she told me and educated me about, I kind of was like, well, why are you gonna do that? And how is that? But owning the business for the time I have, I get it now.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Dukes, I don't want you to slip away and not tell us how you started, but how did you get started?
I got started on my own. I was ex-military. I retired.
On your own, too?
And when I retired from the Air Force, I didn't want to go to work for nobody else. And I was motivated to start my own. And I started my own automotive repair shop. And the first year or so, it was kind of a struggle because I had never owned a business. I worked for my dad. My dad, he was self-employed all his life. So I knew if my dad could do it back in the old days, I should be able to do it in the new days.
Right.
So that was my goal, to be able to establish. And that's how I got started, was just going out there, taking that step, being able to perform what I wanted to do. I knew my job. I knew what I wanted to do. And I wanted to help people, too, in my field, because a lot of people were being taken to cars repair, and I thought I could do a better job and serve them much better.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Great. Now, when it comes to the financing, what would you recommend other entrepreneurs do in terms of either using their own financing or other options, like credit cards, loans, all that sort of stuff?
There's SBA loans out there, but sometimes that can be a very long, drawn-out mm-hmm. process, and it may not be the greatest rates and things like that. Then there's also, like, angel investors. Mm-hmm. There's grants. Mm-hmm. Also your own funds. But I always am careful to say, don't take all your retirement money out, and because that's, you need that to live on.
You didn't have retirement money, did you?
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't. But I did have to do a lot of research and things, and even mm-hmm. now I try to apply for grants and loans and things like that. Well, no, I shouldn't say loans, but grants.
All right.
So,
that because us old guys, we might use those funds that we've accumulated. Mm-hmm. You don't look that old, so I just.
Thank you so much. Well,
if I may, I would like to say, when I started mine, I was still on active duty. So I built mines at night. I worked nights. I put in 4 to 6 hours every evening after I left my military job to go and start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for 2 years because I had another 2 years on active duty. And when I got off after, retired from active duty, I wanted to be able to walk into something without having to go looking for it.
Right.
And finance-wise, that was a big help to me because I had a good paying job. I had a few funds that I could spend into the business to rent a place to get started. I went to SBA, and as you said, that's a long, drawn-out process. Mm-hmm. It was very hard when I started because they wanted you to do so much for the SBA.
Right.
So I kind of just left it alone. I looked at loans. I could have got loans, but I didn't want no more overhead than I already had. So
smart.
I just went at it scratching and clawing.
Mm-hmm.
That was my financial gain on it.
Right.
So it's up to the individual. If you got the funds, mm-hmm. use them. If you got a way to go and get a grant, mm-hmm. go get it. But if you have to work it the way I did. I worked it every evening mm-hmm. for about 2 years.
You live and breathe it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what possible sources that you've experienced that are out there when it comes to grants? Anything yet?
But there's, and I fall in the category of minority because I'm a woman, mm-hmm. but there's minority, Yeah. And then you just have to do a lot of research. A lot of grants like FedEx, mm-hmm. The Lowe's was giving them out, but a lot of those have stipulations. You have to be 2 years in business mm-hmm. with the same LLC or,
LLC.
Corporation. So you really have to delve deep and research it. And I actually went to SCORE, mm-hmm. which is free, and mm-hmm. I met with a gentleman a few times. So it showed him my business plan, and he gave me some insights mm-hmm. of where I should go and look into. There's also, for women, there's the Tampa Bay Women's Center, which I think is an extension off of mm-hmm. SCORE,
mm-hmm.
and they're very helpful with webinars, and you can mm-hmm. actually request a business counselor.
Right. Okay, so there are funds out there. If you search around, there are people who will help you. State government will help you. As far as grants, you don't have to pay those back. The difference is that you got to ask around,
right? Mm-hmm.
And see if you qualify, see if you fit in, and a lot of people fit in. You mentioned veterans, women, minorities.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was one. People with disabilities.
Yeah.
There's just a lot out there, and even for the common person, it's out there. You just got to ask around and search around and stuff like that.
I would say it's more free now than it was when I went into business. And that was one thing I was approached with. One of the guys that I had talked to and got some information from, he said, when you start your business, put it in your wife's name. Mm-hmm. And my wife was the type of person, she was scared of being in business. So because at that time, they were trying to get women more involved in business, and minority women. Mm-hmm. And could have got probably a nice SAB loan or grant if I could have got my wife to to go along with it.
Right.
But that didn't happen. But anyway, you know, she supported the business, but she didn't want her name on the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're listening to True Stories and Tales from Mr. Dukes and Heather Lack, who has fit to a T business. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And we'll be right back to share some more with you. And feel free to give us a call or put something in the chat if you like. And you'll hear from us in a few minutes.
And we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
All of you entrepreneurs, don't ever stop. You're going to have ups and downs, but don't let nothing get in your way. There's going to be an awful lot of things that are going to jump in your way, but you can't stop. I'm here with entrepreneur Heather Luck, and Heather is sharing some of her experiences as an entrepreneur. And so we're back.
And a new entrepreneur, and a young entrepreneur.
Well, she's not new. She got 2 years in the business, right?
Lightly seasoned.
So, as you put your business together, you mentioned earlier that you had changed your website.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just share with us a little bit about the reason that you changed your website, but helping others to understand they may have to change theirs as well?
Well, when I purchased the business, she had a kind of an old HTML format, not WordPress or anything. Plus, it had all kinds of pictures of her and her clients.
Oh.
So I had hired someone to change that at that point and hired a photographer to take some more professional pictures. And then I learned about things like SEO and the back end of websites. And all that was, like, French to me, which I don't speak French. So that was a learning curve and like a paradigm shift for me, some of the technology. But along the way, I've hired people either through a barter company that I also work with. And some people do what they say they're supposed to be doing and I'm paying them for, and mm-hmm. you'll find some of them don't.
Always.
So just be aware of that.
That's right.
And as an entrepreneur, even though you aren't the specialist maybe,
right.
at least get an idea of what like SEO is and all the things that you know that need to happen so mm-hmm. you know that the people you hired are doing their job.
Okay, now I got a real question for you. Mm-hmm. All of them are real, but I'm a little familiar with SEO, but in my company, there's so much that one person has to do, or they try to do. What made you like offload some of those responsibilities, that knowledge? Okay.
Well, when I was in the corporate world, I was doing a lot of marketing and mm-hmm. sales. So I went to chamber events, mm-hmm. and they have a division off the Clearwater Chamber for the women.
Yeah.
And some mm-hmm. of those women, they're very powerful women, amazing women, multiple businesses. And they have a lot of talks with hundreds of women that attend. Mm-hmm. And they are the ones that said, you cannot be a specialist at everything.
There you go.
You know, you went into mm-hmm. what you're doing because you had a passion for it, and you're correct. Good at it. Now you need to reach out to other people that are good at yeah. what they do. And that's how you can be more successful.
Tell them what you need.
Exactly.
Now, just since we're on the second half of the show, can you tell our audience your contact information? How can somebody find you if they wanted to?
To find me?
Yes, how can they find you and your company?
My website is www.DunedinFitnessCenter.com.
DunedinFitnessCenter.com.
Wow. Correct. And it's okay. Dunedin Fitness right now for a Facebook. So, and I'm having a company work on that as well right now. So.
All right. If you wouldn't mind, could you spell Dunedin?
DunedinDIN.
D-E-I-N.
Fitness center, singular, .com. Correct.
Okay. It's important to mention that because people see us from anywhere once you walk in YouTube and
correct.
Watch YouTube and Facebook.
So yeah.
Where we are.
Yeah, I was on another radio show and I started a YouTube channel, which I need to add to, but I had someone I hired mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. and so it's just been a very big learning curve sure. for all of that.
Sure. Now, are there any outside organizations that you have been familiar with that you could share here? Outside of the chamber or something like that? Any other organizations locally, nationally, globally?
I mean, you can always go to networkings depending on what you do in your industry.
Mm-hmm. Networking.
Mm-hmm. Networking, like BNI, yep. business, mm-hmm. yep. you know, mm-hmm. what is it, Business Networking International.
Right.
If you want to improve your speaking, Toastmasters is a fantastic organization.
Mm-hmm.
There's also other smaller groups that don't cost as much,
mm-hmm.
That aren't so formal and mm-hmm. they might as be good as well for you. So you can find a lot of information on social media. If you look around and everyone's always starting new different mm-hmm. groups,
right.
even meetup groups.
Right.
I mean, you could start your own meetup group
yep.
that meets at your location. And do other things that relates to your business. That's mm-hmm. an idea.
Now, I asked that question because there's so many resources in your neighborhood that you may not be aware of, in your city, whereby the other people know about. So as an entrepreneur, your role is to tell people who you are, what you're trying to do, and let them take it from there in order to help you do what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And even the chambers, like the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce, they started the hub, which for members, it's free mm-hmm. to utilize their space for meetings. Uh-huh. And then you can also have open to the public. Mm-hmm. You have to schedule it through them, but they'll also help promote it for you.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of places out there, I'm going to say within the past 5 years, where entrepreneurs can go and have their own, like, office space many times at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And but allows you to be around other entrepreneurs with their ideas. They have meeting rooms where everybody can get together and all that sort of stuff. There's one right down the street here from the station, believe it or not. I mean, but they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. You just got to ask around, mm-hmm. or I guess you can find some out on the internet.
Right.
But ask around, because you're running to people who know where all this stuff is, or go to those places that you mentioned earlier, like the chamber and the small business thing, mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. You find out what the other people know.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, Mr. Dukes, do you got any comments, any questions right quick?
Oh, she's right on top of everything. She's on the right track.
I'm working at it every day, let me tell you.
We still work at it every day.
You have to keep growing.
They say when you get to the top of the mountain, you want to stay on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the whole idea. Mm-hmm. It's to stay on top of the mountain. And if you don't do what you have to do every day, you'll slip off the mountain.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
No. I think you have to get used to change. And yeah. you have to be adaptive.
Yeah.
Because the world is always changing, and even quicker now than ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, entrepreneurs do what most people won't do. Because we know what's at the end. Our goal is to achieve what we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop, it stops.
Correct.
So. Nobody's going to carry the ball for you.
No.
Until you get partners or people who buy into you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of organizations out there where people will buy into you and what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, they may have talents, gifts, services that they're willing to, I don't know, partner with you, share some of those in order to help you, which helps them.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's... I highly recommend just searching out what's in the area.
Well, she's experienced that. She's already went to people that already had been successful, and she was able to get some advice and good advice from mm-hmm. them how to continue to start her business and to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. We always say entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. And those that, but as Jane said, you got to let people know what you want to and what you're asking for.
And everything starts with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yours. Nobody's going to know it unless you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I go back to the business plan, because I spoke with my friend that I had mm-hmm. gone to first, and I hadn't talked to him for a while, in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. He called us, hey, what's going on? And I was telling him some of my woes and struggles. And he said, Heather, I helped you with that amazing business plan. He goes, go back to the business plan. Mm-hmm. And you know, it didn't really occur to me. And I'm like, holy smokes.
Well, you mentioned something that I believe is very important. I don't think we've heard it on the show, but you could have a business plan. Either you make it up yourself or do it, but you must get started on it.
You must mm-hmm. follow it.
Right, and it's super important, because you can change it and modify as you go, but you can always go back to that baseline.
Yeah.
So.
But it's your idea, so you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if it falls apart, then you make another plan, or you modify it or something, but you got to start with something that's going to lead you down a path somehow.
Yeah.
Some kind of a vision. So.
And I know, as a business owner, when you're by yourself, and you know this and you know that, it's very lonely. It can get very, very lonely. Right.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes if a team or mm-hmm. you even have someone else is input. So I actually hired a business consultant,
mm-hmm.
which took me forever. I spent money on so many other things mm-hmm. that I shouldn't have.
And you got so many naysayers.
And I'm like, I should have hired the business consultant in the first place. So.
Yeah, that's if you can afford it.
Right.
Since I'm just going to worry, you may have had it or you have had it. What about the entrepreneur that doesn't have it? What kind of suggestion would you put?
Mentor.
A mentor.
Okay. A mentor. You know, put your pride aside if that's an issue. You have to be a sponge.
You shouldn't be a pride problem.
No.
Certain things don't count.
Yeah.
Right. Find yourself drowning, you're drowning.
Yeah. Right? That's right.
Yeah. So, but yes. But any other, like, ups and downs that you may have had that you would like to share? We want the show to be a real show that talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. I think getting the phone to ring, you know, mm-hmm. like I said, sometimes you hire the wrong people mm-hmm. and you think they're doing what they're supposed to be mm-hmm. doing. And then you don't realize it till a year later. And I'm saying this because this is my mm-hmm. experience. I'm like, holy smokes, since I hired this person, my phone doesn't ring. I don't get anything but spam from international waters. So once that light bulb went ding, ding, we separated our ways. And I went to find someone else, you know, that could do what
temporarily
I needed.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, signage, you know, you depending on where you have your business, a county, mm-hmm. a city, the state, you know, they have compliance officers, whether they're going mm-hmm. to be kind to you or not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some people around you, businesses, get to do what they want to do mm-hmm. or whatever they want to do, and some others don't get to, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. So you kind of have to figure that out a little bit and be creative sometimes. So that's been an issue for me too. Kind of revamping mm-hmm. as we go along. Yeah. I'm going to rebrand.
Yeah.
I've hired my business consultant because I really needed a solid, rock solid program mm-hmm. that people could understand and that differentiated me than my competition locally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been working on too.
Great. No, do you have any other suggestions that might fit the new entrepreneur?
I think just really delve deep and find out your why mm-hmm. and what you really have a passion for. Because if you mm-hmm. really have a passion for something, you're really going to work your tail off.
Right.
And those problems or those crappy days will be, you can endure them a lot better that way, I think. And also reach out to people,
mm-hmm.
ask their opinion, you know, ask for advice,
mm-hmm.
And write a business plan. You know, and reach out to your local organizations like SCORE that's free to you. That's what the services are for. They will help mm-hmm. you. If you don't know how to do it, anybody can do it. And they're very helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are the things, too. And they will help you, depending on what industry you are, what you need for licensures and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Great. You're hearing this from a real entrepreneur along with us older.
Very seasoned versus lightly seasoned.
Some of us are still in that state. I'm one of those. I'm still there. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm. We always have to learn.
We always keep learning.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so now... because our time is winding down, pretty much. Yeah, I think our time is running down. We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you what we can do for you. You're listening to Heather and Mr. Dukes, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Don't turn that down.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money.
Big money.
Big money all the reason.
All the time. Big money.
We want to start our businesses.
Yes.
And do something because we all would like to make some money,
big
a little
money.
Bit of money. Some of you want more money.
Big money like Ms. Heather.
But we're just getting started. We're here talking to Heather Luck.
Yes.
Who is the CEO, right?
Yes, I'm the everything.
She all the.
She's the everything.
I'm the everything.
Fit to
the bottle of washer too.
Because as an entrepreneur, you are everything.
Yes, sir. Until you are everything.
Exactly.
Anyway, so it's important to know that your ideas are valid, and you've got to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Now, Heather, if hopefully you have. I don't know, maybe gained a little bit on the show here. I'm not sure. But if there's anything that I could do or the station, WTAN, can do for you, if you had a wish list, imagine this being, I don't know, Christmas, Easter, one of those kind of things where people say make up a wish list.
Mm-hmm.
What types of things do you need that we may be able to help you out with or anyone who's listening to this?
Mm-hmm.
May hear about it. If you have some things that you could, that you need or would like to have,
right.
Here's an opportunity. Put it out to the world. Put it out to the universe.
Yeah, I think it's important for, you know, to spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to hear from people, real people, and say, well, what would you like to see? Like if it was like a class. Or mm-hmm. some type of training that I don't offer.
Because
why the heck should I think of everything and it's something you don't really want, but I can add it to my repertoire. You know, offer if I'm offering free session for people, and bring a buddy or a partner with them to the studio if you're local. You know, go to check out my website and you can send me a comment or ask me a question. I also do health coaching as well, so those things would be very helpful. Because especially locally, it's hard to promote the business signage-wise here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to work my way around that stuff, too. So, but the more people hear, and I'd like to give a lot of information out. So that's something that would be good.
Okay,
well.
So how do we contact you?
You can go to my website at www.DunedinFitnessCenter.com, DunedinFitnessCenter.com. My business telephone number is 727-755-3485. And my email is healthyheather8@gmail.com. Again, it's healthyheather8 at gmail.com.
Yeah, just in case somebody didn't have time to get their pencil, could you repeat that contact information
again?
Sure.
www.dunedinfitnesscenter.com, DunedinFitnessCenter.com. My business phone is 727-755-3485. And my email address is healthyheather8@gmail.com. And Heather, I'm right in the heart of downtown Dunedin, Florida.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest.
Yes,
I'm pretty
thank you.
Sure some of you that may be watching this are. Our earphones have an echo in, so we have to pull it away from the air every now and then. So just in case you were wondering why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're so happy to have you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Feel free to come back at some point in time. We'll invite you back because we like to know the progress and what other ways we may be able to help you. But thank you very much for taking out your time.
Thank you very much. It was a blessing to be on the show, and hopefully it'll be helpful to some people as well.
I'm sure it will. All right. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions for me? Because we have like 3 minutes left. I'm getting a sign from our producers. We got 3 minutes. Do you have any questions for myself or Mr. Dukes?
No,
we can answer in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes. Well, I was just going to say also to folks, with technology, even with my studio, when the way the world is changing, I actually invested some money into a 3D body scanner, which is DEXA technology, to help people see how their health is and their fitness levels and things and how to track their progress. So consider that as well. For whatever industry you may be in, and look at other pieces because the world is kind of going that way.
Yeah.
And then also
it's
if you
that way.
Yeah, and if you have a brick and mortar, it's awesome. But also like me, I'm gonna have to do virtual things soon here, which it's fine. But then you can serve more people all over the place.
Right.
So you can always have a brick and mortar and virtually, or maybe you're just gonna be online, and that's okay too.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but thank you very much for taking the time out, because our time is just about up, if I think I understand this. But thank you very much for taking the time out. Let me just see if I got one last question for you. And you can't think of what it is now. But Mr. Dukes, you got anything to ask Heather right quick?
Oh, just I was going to ask, does she have one tip she could leave for somebody out there that didn't hear everything or thought they heard everything?
Oh, look for all of the resources in your local area that you can reach out to for advice or counseling. Or remember, mentors are usually free. And put your pride aside and ask for help and ask for advice. You want to hear other successful, successful keyword here,
right?
Folks and entrepreneurs, and ask them the mistakes they made or what was good, what was bad, because they're truly the people you want to hear from. And they're going to share with you their successes and their failures and learn from that.
That's right.
That's golden.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And ask everybody.
Yes, as many people as you can.
Tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be choosy. Tell them. You never know who's going to pop up and surprise you.
Well, I hear the music.
Who's going to direct you in the right direction. So you hear the music, which means our time is up. You listen to Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I want you to know that you have an opportunity as an entrepreneur to literally do it your way. And you can. You just got to get started and keep your nose to the grind. It's Gene Hodge here along with Mr. Dukes and Heather, and we're out of here until next time. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.